Francis Haldane. I'll be 86 in a couple of weeks. I'm initially from Metlakatla, but living in Anchorage since 1960, I've always missed this type of country because that's the type of country that I was born and reared in, the water's edge, evergreen forests. And when I came in here, I had almost the overpowering urge to go down and touch the water and bless the water.
Nels Lawson, Kaguantan. It's historic. In traditional times, canoes were our only mode of transportation, and it hasn't been used as our mode of transportation for a very long time. And it also encourages our young people to remember the canoe culture and to remember their own culture, where they're from, who they are.
Shailene Kuntz cake, when we came in, they had a big potluck, and then we went to Angoon, they were singing for us, and they had a huge potluck, and they were crying. It was so emotional, and a lot of happiness and great stories. We're all together as one, the Haidas, Tlingits, some Tsimshians.
Terence Peel was captain for the Kagani Haida, Heidelberg Ate. This is like a revitalization of our culture, reinstilling the pride and the dignity. We're trying to reach back, not to go back in time, but to get the values that were once ours.
Rhonda Butler. I am originally from Wrangell, and I'm a resident here in Juneau. And the Raven Canoe is Deshaton Canoe, and we rode in with Angoon. This journey for me is a spiritual journey based on suicide prevention. We're paddling for our children.
One People Canoe Society Chairman Doug Chilton taught the canoeists from each community to make their own paddles. Most were red and yellow cedar, some birch.
It's just like the journey, you know, they're coming together, creating what they're going to use out there to keep them moving and alive. It helps promote unity not only in the group, but on the canoe also when they're paddling.